Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Christopher Carosa is a senior contributor with Forbes and a certified trust and fiduciary advisor. And I've been looking forward to this, Christopher. The best side hustles for seniors in 2023. I couldn't think of a better topic, quite frankly.
Seems to be quite popular.
Yes, it does. And I'll tell you something. By any stretch, any demographic definition, I am a senior citizen. And luckily for me, this is my side hustle, doing this radio
program.
And
you love it, right?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. In fact,
You just nailed the secret to a successful side hustle.
What is that?
You got to love it.
But sometimes, no, wait a minute. I mean, you can't just decide that you love something, go out, and then get hired to do it. I mean, there's more to it than that.
But it starts with something, trying to discover your passion, something you're passionate about.
Right.
And then you kind of spread out. There's an array of choices that are consistent with your passions, and those are the best ones to pursue. You don't always get the opportunity to do it, but that's where you start.
Well, you know, the Stones had a song called "You Can't Always Get What You Want, but Sometimes You Just Might Find You Get What You Need." And I would think that there are some seniors that, you know, don't have a huge stockpile of retirement money. And with the way that the economy goes and the price of, food and, you know, your basics increasing to unbelievable costs, stretched thinner and thinner, especially if they're, you know, tied to Social Security or maybe a pension and Social Security, but it's still not enough, and they need to have, I guess, what we call a side hustle. Do you have any advice as to what kind of, where to go? Who are the people that are, who are the companies and corporations and jobs that are more open to a senior citizen?
Well, I think you start with your basic premise that is absolutely correct. A couple of years ago, you might have thought that you had enough money.
Right.
But with this latest bout of inflation, you're learning that you could use a little bit more. Huh. But, you know, it's not just that. In the people that I've interviewed on this subject, a lot of them seek these side hustles because it gives them something to do.
Oh, absolutely.
So there's a lot of different reasons why you might want to do a side hustle. And it's important to understand what reasons are motivating you, because that's going to direct you where you want to go to look for these sort of side hustles. And you're right, there are major corporations, you know, we're familiar with the Walmart greeter, that hire retired people to do jobs that are kind of more sociable, because older people tend to be a little bit more friendly, maybe, or at least are viewed in that grandfatherly or grandmotherly way, and that pleases people. So if you're looking for something like that, if you want to really be people-oriented, those are the kind of jobs that you want to look for. They're part-time. They're, you know, you set your own, well, you don't literally set your own schedule, but you're not working a large number of hours, just enough to generate the income that you need.
Right. I know some people where I get my hair cut, for instance. The person who greets me when I come in, we were discussing this very same thing, because she, quote unquote, retired and then sat around and went, I got to do something. I mean, I'm just sitting here. I got to find something to do. And so she got the job at this hair salon. And the idea that, you know, the stereotype, at least that I grew up with, maybe other people didn't get this, is that, you know, you retire. I think the expression was, enjoy your golden years. And what am I supposed to do in my golden years? Just sit around and watch time go by. I mean, there's, I think, something to be said apart from money. I think there's something to be said for seniors who have, quote unquote, retired from one path of life to get busy in another one, just to do it to be busy.
Yeah, you look at it as maybe a second or a third career or even right. an extension of a hobby.
Right.
Many people that I interviewed, their side hustles started off as hobbies when they were a lot younger. And they just enjoyed it so much, and they found out that they've become an expert on this particular subject matter, and people yes. are willing to pay them to help them in their own hobbies.
Right.
These are shared hobbies. But I'll tell you, let me tell you this thing that
anything.
One of the people
sure.
that I interviewed told me.
Absolutely.
And that is, she found a job with a part-time job, a side hustle job with an airline company in retirement when she was retired. And she was able to travel because of her employment
wow.
with that air company.
Fantastic.
So that's something that you might want to look at. If you want
yeah.
to travel, see what kind of jobs are in the travel industry. It doesn't have to be for an airline. It could be for a hotel chain or a travel agent. You know, little jobs that they'll, you know, obviously, you're older, you
yeah.
will have proven that you're a reliable worker. So they're not taking a big chance on you. And the benefits really might be more important than what they'd actually pay you.
Yes. Didn't think of that, but yeah. What are the little perks that come with the job that you're taking? I would also think that, you know, many of us who have spent a lifetime in a career doing whatever have acquired a bunch of knowledge that maybe we don't even know we have. It's been building up there for decades, and somebody asks you a question about this particular area, and bang, you not only can respond to the question immediately, but also give it some backstory, some history. What about consulting? I think that's...
Well, I was going to say, you're kind of leading into that. Consulting certainly qualifies. In fact, a lot of people who retire from corporate jobs are mm-hmm. actually retained by their former employer as a consultant because
right.
the company doesn't want to lose that knowledge. They don't want to lose that experience. But there's a little twist on this that maybe the average person can play, and that is not necessarily consulting the way you think of it, like a mm-hmm. formal kind of consulting,
right.
but teaching. And think
oh,
of it
yeah.
as in the
yeah.
old days when you would teach in the community center a part-time class or a nighttime class,
right.
you'd do it. Well, now that community center isn't a physical building. It's the internet.
Yes.
There's so many platforms that you can create courses on, and it helps you. They help you create these courses, and you can teach, and you could sort of spread the word out through your social media connections and bring in students. And these classes, you'll get paid maybe a nominal amount
right.
for teaching.
Right.
But there, a lot of what these classes, and a lot of these students, by the way, are also retired people. They view it as just another ability to engage socially with other people. And this time it's people from across the country or even across the world. So there's a lot of opportunities, old-fashioned ways of doing side hustles now really being turbocharged because of the existence of the internet.
Do you think that there is more opportunity now for a senior citizen to get a job? Because I've heard that you see help wanted signs all over the place. People, it seems to me that there's a difficulty in hiring folks, that they're just not showing up. Do you think that opens the door more for a senior citizen to walk in?
Well, this is what I was referring to earlier when I said retired people generally have a work ethic
yes, right.
that is
exactly.
considered more traditional.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's valuable. That's considered valuable by employers.
How about freelancing? Say, if you've always wanted to be a writer, freelance writing, for instance.
Writing, photography,
right.
all those sort of things that really, they started off as hobbies or they
yeah.
started off as just a creative exercise that you would engage in as a youth or as you were younger. Now, all of a sudden, when you're retired, you have a lot of free time, and you can explore these. And again, writing books is another one of those things that has opened up dramatically with this new technology. Almost anybody can publish a book. You don't have to go to a big publisher.
No, not at all. I know plenty of people who've done that. It's a very good point. We're talking to Christopher Carosa, who's a senior contributor with Forbes and a certified trust and fiduciary advisor. And we're talking about the best side hustles for seniors in 2023. And, there's something to be said for doing, I guess we would call it public service or charity work, for two reasons, because it keeps you moving. And also you can think that you're doing something that's worthwhile. I happen to be in an area where some of my work takes me by the offices of the local Meals on Wheels, and I see senior citizens who come in, pick up the food, take it to wherever it's going, and then bring back the empty cases. And in some cases, some clients or whatever recipients of Meals on Wheels, that this person who brings that food may be the only human contact that person has during the day. And so in that way, I think it's also rewarding to try to, if you're more inclined to do charity work, I think that would be an extremely satisfying and probably an easy thing to hook up with one way or the other, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely correct. Yeah. Remember when I was talking about motivators before?
Yeah,
how
right.
Sometimes the motivator is the need for more money. Sometimes
right,
the
right,
motivator
right.
is the need to socially engage. Well, there is a third motivator, and that is passion or charity or advocacy of some sort
right.
where you want to extend an issue or push an issue or an idea or help people. And you could get paid for that, but maybe, again, the payment isn't as valuable as the action itself that you're taking.
Right. How about, let's go to the complete opposite. How about starting a business?
Yeah. This is really what the side hustle is all about. The side hustle really is just a scaled down version of being an entrepreneur. So the same things that you do when you start a business, you're going to go through when you start a side hustle. You know, it's going to be a little bit easier, not as stressful as starting a full-time business. Although I will say that some of the people that I've interviewed, they've had these side hustles that were kind of fun, kind of diversion, and then they started making more money, and pretty soon they became full-time jobs.
Yeah.
I'm in the process of writing a story now about someone who just wanted to, he's actually like you, he was on the radio, and he started just canning family sauce, because it was, he wanted to do something to honor his grandfather, so he packaged the family sauce in these jars, slapped the family name on it, and, started giving it away and selling it, and next thing you know, this is his main job. He is he's now a third party canner. He cans other people's family sauce and sells it under their name. So, and he's loving it, and he's a great guy too. It's amazing how you never know what direction you're going to go in once you start on these side hustles.
Oh, absolutely. So Christopher, where can people avail themselves of your obvious expertise in this area? Books, websites, where can we go?
Well, certainly you can go to Forbes.com. That's where I do a lot of my writing. Mm-hmm. I also, obviously, I said it before, I publish my own books.
See?
And
there you go.
There's a book that's called A Pizza the Action, speaking of food, which is really all about the entrepreneurial lessons that I learned working in my grandparents' pizza stand at one of the biggest county fairs in the country.
Great.
So it's a fun little book. Otherwise, if you want to know more about what I'm writing, go to chriscarosa.com, and I'm actually working on a series of books that are going to focus on starting side hustles. So I don't have a place you can go there right now to go, but just go to chriscarosa.com and you can learn more about it there.
Well, I understand that the baby boomer generation is very large and is still around. And those are the people, I think, to a certain extent that we're talking about. So I hope people have heard what you've had to say. And if they're so inclined, take advantage of your expertise in this area. Thank you so much for being with us, Christopher. It's been
great. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Thank you.